إن الحمد لله الحمد لله الرؤوف الرحيم الحمد لله الرؤوف الرحيم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الإله العظيم وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله خير من اتصف بالخلق الكريم خير من اتصف بالخلق الكريم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون O you who believe, fear Allah as He is duly feared, and do not die save in the state of Islam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, from the noble characteristics and from the most praiseworthy and honorable qualities in the body of good akhlaq and characteristics in the religion of Islam is the characteristic of rifq, kindness and compassion. The characteristic of kindness and compassion. Rifq or kindness in Islam, it means being easygoing and lenient in one's speech and in one's actions. Kindness, it means taking things easy, and it means responding with that which is better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَانْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ
It is by a mercy from Allah that you have been lenient towards them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَانْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ If you had been harsh and hard-hearted, they would have fled away from you. فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ So overlook their faults. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ And ask Allah to forgive them. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ And consult them in the affairs. It is the kindness, it is the rifq that teaches that one should be merciful and kind to those under their authority. It is this kindness that teaches us to show mercy to the mu'mineen, to the believers. It is taking care of others with kindness, overlooking others and upbringing with kindness. It is being cheerful in one's countenance and being tolerant in one's character, being accepting in one's dealings with others. It is this kindness, this rifq, that takes us away from all forms of violence and harshness and brings us towards the kindness in dealing with the harm of others. It is this kindness that Islam calls to in all forms, in its most vast and encompassing meaning, in its most profound and deep understanding. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, rifq, kindness and compassion, it means removing the harshness, removing the the harsh and rude and rough words from our speech, and removing the coarseness and roughness in our interaction with others. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lower your wing to the believers. Lower your wing of kindness, of mercy, of humility to the believers. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the believer, the mu'min, he must embody the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, indeed the most beloved to you, the most beloved of you to me on the Day of Judgment, the most beloved of you to me on the Day of Judgment is the one who has the best character, the one who has the best character, the one who lowers his side. He lowers his side in softness and humbleness, and the one who reconciles people, and he is reconciled with others. The one who reconciles between others, and he himself is reconciled and is close to others. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the kind believer, the believer is kind in his speech and in his actions and in his states and behavior, inwardly and outwardly, easy to deal with, lenient and flexible, has a soft personality, not strict and harsh, but flexible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explains the characteristic of the Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا.
وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ, the servants of the merciful, the Rahman, the merciful one, they are the ones who walk softly on the earth. Hauna. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ, and if the ignorant people address them or speak to them or shout at them, قَالُوا سَلَامًا, they respond with peace, with salam. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is kindness, it is this kindness that through it, the person who is harsh-hearted, it is through kindness that the hard and harsh heart, it is touched by this kindness, and it causes it to change and to soften. It is the kindness, the lutuf, the rifq, that touches the hard and harsh heart, and through it, it changes that harshness. It changes that qasiyah, that thickness, that hardness, into softness, into love, into reconciling the heart. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is through kindness that the harshness and the hardness of our personalities are softened. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he encouraged us to have the lutuf, to have the rifq. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he encouraged the Muslims to have this kindness, and he explained the ahammiyah, the importance of this kindness and its great status in Islam, and he explained the beautiful fruits of kindness, and he explained that it is through kindness, rifq, that our good deeds are multiplied and have many blessings, and it is raised in levels. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna Allaha rafiqun yuhibbu ar-rifq wa yu'ti 'ala ar-rifqi ma la yu'ti 'ala ma siwa." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Indeed Allah is kind. Allah is kind, and He loves kindness, and He gives through kindness. He gives through acts of kindness what He does not give through things other than that." Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, kindness, rifq, is not found in a matter except that it beautifies that matter. Through kindness, any act is made beautiful. It is made pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And kindness and rifq is not withdrawn from a matter except that it leaves it deficient and lacking. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in a hadith that indeed kindness is not found in a matter except it beautifies it. Zanahu. It makes it so beautiful. And kindness is not withdrawn or taken away from a matter except shanahu, except it leaves it deficient and lacking. This hadith is narrated by Imam Muslim. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explained that kindness is a means of earning the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kindness is a means of earning the love, the mahabba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna Allaha rafiqun yuhibbu ar-rifqa fil amri kullih." Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind, and He loves kindness in all affairs. Allah is kind and He loves kindness. So by having kindness, by being kind in the way we deal with one another, we earn the love of Allah. We earn the mahabba, the love of Allah. Allah loves kindness. So if we embody kindness, then Allah loves that quality in us. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, without kindness in our speech and in our actions and in our behavior, we lose so much goodness. Without being kind, we lose out on so much rewards, so much goodness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that whoever is forbidden kindness is forbidden all goodness. Whoever is forbidden or is lacking or is deprived of kindness, then he is deprived of all good. He is deprived of all goodness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man yuhramu ar-rifqa yuhramu al-khayra kullahu." Whoever is deprived of kindness, leniency, compassion, then he is deprived of all goodness. The hadith is narrated by Imam Muslim. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, O Muslims, be kind, be lenient, be flexible with others. Be easygoing in the way you deal with others in your interactions. Be easy when you give, and be easy when you take from others. Be lenient and be kind, and stay away from harshness. Stay away from being thick-hearted and harsh. Stay away from rudeness in the speech and in the behavior and the actions. Stay away from the dryness of the heart. Prevent yourself, stop yourself from rashness and rudeness and thick-heartedness. even and especially in good matters, such as calling to good and forbidding evil, when giving da'wah, calling to the way of Allah, al-amr bil ma'roof wa nahi an al-munkar, we should be kind and avoid harshness and roughness. And this should extend to all affairs, and all interactions in our behavior. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, O Muslims, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Shall I not tell you of the one who is forbidden for the hellfire? Shall I not tell you of the one who is forbidden for the fire, and the one whom the fire is forbidden for him? Who is such a person?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Kullu hayyinan layyinan." Every easy going, lenient, qareebun, every person who is social, who is friendly, hayyinan sahlan layyinan. Every sociable person who is easy going, takes things easy, and is flexible, this person is forbidden for the fire, and the fire is forbidden for him. Narrated by Imam At-Tirmidhi, who said that the hadith is a Hasan hadith. Beloved gathering of Muslims, this acts of kindness, this rifq, this compassion, it must extend to all levels of society. Every person in a position of authority, this authority should be used with kindness. Kindness, if we understand its vast meaning, this beautiful characteristic, if we understand it in its vast meaning, we realize that it must extend to all levels in the society. For every person in authority, he must use that authority with kindness over those under his authority. Every ruler must use kindness towards those under his authority. A judge, when the judge, he deals with his judgments, he must understand, he must use the kindness, the rifq, the compassion when issuing the judgments towards others. This vast and beautiful meaning of kindness, it extends to every manager, every responsible person, for those under his responsibility. Kindness permeates even to the family life, to the life of the family. Being kind from the husband towards his wife, being kind from the parent towards the child, using the rifq, the compassion, the softness, the lack of harshness in speech, the lack of hard-heartedness when the husband deals with his wife, when the father deals with his son, when the mother deals with her children, when the judge, he deals with those in his court, when the manager deals with those under his authority, and with the ruler when he deals with those under his authority. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Say good words to people. It's a command from Allah. قُولُوا, say حُسْنًا, say beautiful things, speak goodness. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, عَلَيْكَ بِالرِّفْقِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَإِيَّاكَ وَالْعُنْفَ وَالْفُحْشَ. Narrated by Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in this authentic hadith, عَلَيْكَ بِالرِّفْقِ, upon you is kindness meaning a duty upon you. Be kind. Be kind to one another. وَإِيَّاكُمْ And beware of brashness and violence. Beware of unf. Beware of being harsh and violent. And beware of fuhush, obscenity, harshness. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also says, there is nothing مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ There is nothing on the scales heavier than for a believer. مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَثْقَلُ فِي مِيزَانِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبْغِضُ الْفَاحِشَ الْبَذِي رَوَاهُ الْتِرْمِذِي The beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, he says, there is nothing heavier in the scale of the mu'min, the scale of the believer on the yawm al-qiyamah, than the beautiful character, the beautiful akhlaq. And Allah, he hates those who are obscene and who are rude, fahish al-badi, those who are lewd and those who are rude. The hadith is narrated by Imam at-Tirmidhi, who said it is a hadith hasanun sahih. It is a good and authentic hadith. Beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, from the most important aspects of kindness, of rifq, is the one who manages the affairs of others, the one who's a manager who has workers under his authority. He must show them compassion and kindness, and he must stay away from being harsh to those under his authority and his power, and he should beware of being thick and hard-hearted towards his workers. The beloved Sahabi Anas radiallahu anhu, he says, I served the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years. I served him. He was a servant in his house for 10 years, and he said, never once did he tell me uff. He never said uff, a word of harshness, and he never told me for a thing that I did, why did you do that? And he never told me for a thing that I didn't do, why didn't you do that? He never said harsh words to him. He never even said oof to this young boy who worked for him. And he never told him, why did you do that? Or why didn't you do that? He never said this to me, as Anas radiallahu anhu, he narrates himself. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, if Allah wants goodness for a home, for the people, the family, then He causes kindness to permeate that family. He enters the kindness into their household. This is if Allah wants khair, He wants good for a people. O Muslims, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, hold on to this important quality and characteristic of kindness. Act in accordance to it in all of your behaviors. This beautiful characteristic, this noble quality. And if you do that, you will be happy with the gardens of paradise. If you hold on to this quality, you will be successful with the paradise, and you will earn the pleasure, you will earn the love, the happiness of your Lord, Most High, Lord of the Heavens. In a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked, what will be the thing that will bring the most people into paradise? What will be that thing that brings the most people into Jannah? He said, Taqwullah wa husnul khuluq. He said, the fear of Allah and the beautiful character, the beautiful akhlaq and character. The hadith is narrated by Imam At-Tirmidhi, who stated this is a hasan, a good hadith. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. استغفر الله العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. Beloved brothers, please come forward, close the gaps, make room for your brothers. May Allah have mercy on you and make room for you in paradise. Please come forward, and there's also room upstairs and in the other building, inshallah. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah. إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, to have the consciousness, the awareness, the fear, the presence of mind, the presence in our minds of the greatness of Allah. Be mindful of Him in open and secret, outwardly and inwardly, in all of your affairs. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, all of our goodness lies, all khair lies in obedience to the laws of Allah. All happiness and success lies in holding on to the taqwa of Allah in this world in order to be successful on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the most ugly of the characteristics, the most filthy of characteristics, is obscenity and lewdness in one's speech and actions and in joking and the like. One of the most ugly characteristics is using filthy or using obscene and lewd speech in one's actions. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Laysa al-mu'minu bil-la'an, laysa al-mu'minu bil-la'an, wala ta'an, wala fahish, wala badi." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, the believer, the mu'min, he is not somebody who curses others constantly. وَلَا طَعَان, and he's not one who attacks others, their lineage or their background. He's not طَعَان, and he's not فَاحِش. He doesn't speak using vulgar words or ugly or obscene words. وَلَا بَذِي, and he doesn't speak about matters pertaining to zina and other things. He avoids this kind of vulgar speech. So every action that Islam, that is, every action is considered fahash, obscene, in Islam that contradicts what the Prophet ﷺ brought. These are called fahsha. And these things, they are ugly according to Sharia. Everything the Prophet ﷺ forbade, it is something that is ugly according to the laws of Allah and according to the innate disposition, the natural disposition, and in accordance to the sound mind. We find that these things are called fuhush in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ما كان فحش في شيء إلا شانه. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, or he says, that fuhush, obscenity, is not found in a thing or anything that deviates from the Prophet ﷺ's teachings, any ugly matter. It is not found in a thing except it makes it ugly. It makes it ugly. And shyness, haya, modesty. Modesty is not found in a thing, except it makes it beautified. Fuhsh, lack of modesty, obscenity is not found in a thing, except it makes it ugly. And shyness and modesty is not found in a thing, except it makes it beautified. O you who have been tried by being given positions of authority over the Muslims, O you whom you have been tried by being given authority over the Muslims from the rulers and from those in authority and power, have mercy on the Muslims. Have kindness towards the believers. Deal with them in goodness. Make the laws that are kind. Rule them over them with kindness, with leniency. And woe, woe to those who take the affairs of the Muslims and then they oppress them with harsh words, with violence, with evil speech and actions. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allahumma, O Allah, man waliya min amri al-ummati shay'an fashqa alayhim, fashquq alayhim. The Prophet ﷺ, he prayed. He said, O Allah, whoever is given authority over the Muslims and he makes it hard on them, then be hard on him. Then be hard on him. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must hold on to the characteristic of kindness, of avoiding harshness and violence in our speech, and we must avoid all of the things that the Messenger prohibited from character, from behavior, from actions. We must go away from our feelings, our ahwa, our desires, our inclinations. We must put them aside, whatever anger, whatever ill feelings we have that are not taught by the law of Allah. We have to abandon them. We have to purify our nafs, our souls, from these evils, the dislike and the disinclination to the character and the teachings of our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we must hold on to that until the day we die. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. We ask Allah to give us husnul khatima. And finally, from the greatest of actions is sending peace and blessings upon the beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa qurrati ayunina Muhammad wa alihi wa ashabihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawm al-deen. Allahumma aizz al-islam wa al-muslimin. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء دين يا حافظ يا خير حافظ احفظ المسلمين في الشام وفي فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم أصلح أحوالنا وأحوال المسلمين اللهم أصلح أحوالنا وأحوال المسلمين اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وعيوننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين بالكتاب والسنة اللهم ثبتنا على التوحيد والإيمان اللهم أحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه الطاهرات ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم يتذكرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. استوى واعتدلوا يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. Straighten the line and close the gaps. لا تختلفوا. استووا. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهدك ولا إله إلا الله. بسم الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.